Great, thank you.
In the areas of families, as far as, say, parents and children are concerned, those relationships, how can independent, individualistic, learning, growing thinkers exist in harmony in family relationships in which the others are wanting a sameness of thoughts and words and actions? In other words, they're not wanting to see change or new thought. And also, would you elaborate on a way in which family members could harmoniously share in the responsibilities of common home maintenance and in the general flow of the activities of the family and still maintain their individual freedoms?
Indeed. You've hit upon what brings forth much of the feeling of disharmony and discontent.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot control or create in the experience of another. In other words, while you are clear about your desire for harmony, if you are interacting with another who is not clear about their desire for harmony, then you run into some trouble. But much of that trouble could be avoided if you were not so much wanting all of them to see your point of view or to understand what it is that you want. It is your pointing out that you are wanting to grow while they are standing still that causes as much of the friction.
Mm-hmm.
In part, it is the insistence of wanting the others to understand and accept you instead of understanding and accepting yourself. It hinges from your seeking so much approval from those who have so many different perspectives. When your dominant intent is to find your own approval, then you will find more satisfaction in all that you do. If there is only one other you are trying to please, you might be able to do it if you are very clever. But if there are two or three or a town full or a nation full or a world full, and as you are trying to please all of them, you find that you are actually pleasing none of them. If you will look for things that you like to see, you will find positive emotion within you, for your attention will only be upon what you are wanting to see. And if they have not yet learned to do that, if they are looking at you and seeing what they do not want to see, then they will receive negative emotion. You must not feel a necessity to change every time someone feels a negative emotion when they look at you, because it is not that you have done something wrong, it is that they have not yet discovered how to keep themselves from feeling negative emotion. The world will not change to keep you from having negative emotion. You must stop looking at things that bring forth the negative emotion.
Good.
Regarding the sharing of responsibility in home maintenance and still maintaining individual freedom, it is important to discuss it from broader context. You hold many intentions at any point in time. The things that you want, however, are not all equal in importance or value to you, and they do not all remain of same importance or value as you are bringing new intentions in while you are releasing old intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a continual process of evaluating what is most important to you as you factor in your ever-changing parade of new intentions. What will bring greatest harmony to any relationship is the attention to the desire for harmony. In other words, no matter what has gone wrong, if the only one recognizes that harmony is what is wanted and that it is missing, and begins to focus upon the desire for harmony, and then utilizes effective words of communication to assist the others in remembering how important the harmony is, then and only then can harmony be established. If there is even one who says, I don't care, I do not want harmony, all that is important is what I want, then we say you have no place in this co-creating. When you are clear about what you want, you are a good individual creator. But unless you are willing to seek harmony with others, you will never be a good co-creator.
Okay.
In some cases, the one who are not seeking the harmony will find themselves not part of this experience anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As you release them from your thought, you will release them from your experience. And so you say, but Abraham, it is my child. It is my child that is not wanting harmony. Whatever will I do? I cannot throw him out into the cold. And we say, indeed, you may not feel as if you can release him from your experience in terms of throwing him out of your house. that you can release him from much of your experience by not giving so much attention to the disharmony in your thought.
Uh-huh.
In short, ignore it. And as you do not give your attention to it, much of it will go away. The law of attraction is very powerful. As your child does something you do not want, and you continue to harp upon what you are not wanting the child to do, you may attract more of it.